come into it and snake him out of the ground.
Oh, move, I want to get up.
So I moved and I got away in a hurry.
I think I would too.
At the time I didn't know I was scared of any snake, but he was a harmless snake.
Uh-huh. Did y'all kill it?
Oh, yeah. Snake. That's the tradition, kill a snake when you find one. But now, if I know it's a harmless snake, I don't kill it because they take care of, like, for instance, mice and other insects.
Yeah.
That they are necessary for some. I don't kill no harmless snake.
Uh-huh.
It's just a harmless one. Just start teasing for something. You don't fight back, it's harmless. But I wouldn't want to test that theory.
I'll just let it go, you know.
Get away. Leave him alone.
Yeah, I just don't want
I'll leave you alone if you leave me alone.
Right.
Same with a skunk. I'd go out of his way as far as I can.
Uh-huh. Yeah, me too.
But I never had no skunk encounter at all. Never had been
really?
Around. And never been sprayed.
That's lucky. You know, we have a field near our house, and last year during the snow, there's about this much snow on the ground, we took my dogs out, and I have one dog, he's about this big and he weighs 40 pounds. He's a pretty good sized dog. And he loves to run and he'd go way out of sight, you know, and then come back. And he's black, and so we could see him on that white snow. And we saw him way off over there rolling in snow. And we thought, that crazy dog, here it is cold, you know.
No, he was great.
And he came back and he felt so bad.
Another thing we don't have around here is a porcupine. I don't think I ever have seen a real porcupine.
Really?
You know what that is?
Yeah, I haven't seen one either, but I know what they are.
They used to be around here, I understand, but I never have seen one.
What about armadillos? Do you have armadillos?
The what? Oh, yeah, we had them around here, and all the possums. But you don't see them anymore, because I guess those people just do away with them.
Yeah.
The more people we have here, the less animals we have here.
That's true.
We still have deer, but I never have seen a deer in the timber, you know, where. But
yeah.
But out this way, especially, we have deer. And west of here we have deer. And they say they have wolves around here. I've never seen one.
Oh, a wolf?
Timber wolves, something like that. But they're not the big aggressive type.
Yeah.
They're smaller. But they're supposed to be around here.
Huh. I didn't know that.
There once in a while there's an article in our local paper where a man killed a great big long rattlesnake.
Oh.
But they're not in town, though.
Yeah, they stay away. They stay away from their houses. I know in my hometown there are a lot of rattlesnakes. And every time they build new houses, you know, out at the edge of town, then the rattlesnakes. That for about a year after that, you might walk out and find a rattlesnake on your porch.
Yeah.
It takes them a year to clear out, and then after that, you don't see it anymore.
Up around in the plains country, you have the prairie rattles. They're about that long, but they're poisonous.
And fat and ugly.
Yeah.
Ugly.
I don't see what Noah took him along in his ark for when he.
I know. You'd think he would have left him.
He could have let the mosquitoes here too instead of taking them along.
That's right.
I'm not wondering any truth to this story about the Noah's ark.
I know. I don't know. But you know, they say that every culture has, not so much about Noah and the ark, but every culture has a story about the flood.
Yeah.
So I don't know, you know, maybe there was a flood.
I think that's too much myth about all that early day stuff.
Yeah. People didn't write it down, and so they don't know for sure. I guess they didn't know how to write or something.
You grew up and you were trained to believe in things like that. Exactly so. I'm going to say this much, that there's no proof.
That's right.
There's no proof.
Yeah, we don't know. No way of proving it. What do you call those little things, little insects that get in the house and eat your wool clothes? And they fly around light bulbs?
Moth.
Okay. Do y'all have much trouble with those?
I can't complain.
What about insects that fly around at night and flash their lights on?
Oh, lightning bugs. You haven't seen one of them in a long time.
Really? Huh.
I used to be just full of lightning bugs around here.
Uh-huh. We used to catch them in a jar.
Yeah, we did that too.
What do you call a long, thin insect about that long? Usually it has two sets of wings, big wings, and it hovers over water.
Oh, a dragonfly.